Be enthusiastic and professional. The reason why I got most of my pay rises in the past is because of my positive energy and my enthusiasm. In fact, that's the reason why I got my last role. The other day I had like lunch with my manager who since has left, and I asked him like, "What's the reason why I got this job?" And he was a little bit drunk, so he was willing to give me the answer. And he said, "Bart, we had two candidates, equally qualified. But you were so enthusiastic, you were positive, you were following up, and it seems like you really wanted the job." And the other guy kind of took the interview for granted. He thought like, I have all the qualifications, I'm gonna get it. Like, he didn't have as much enthusiasm as you did. So that's the reason why you got it. I know it sounds crazy, but it's such an underrated skill, enthusiasm, to come to work and to be positive, to smile, to make jokes, have a little bit of banter, as they call it here in the UK, with your colleagues. It will really, really help with your career. And again, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you can have a bit of banter, but also be professional. You can make like accounting jokes or whatever. It's just really important to do that, and it will really help you to own your career and to get pay rises. Now, here's some tips I have for you on how to do this in your role. So the first thing, to become more professional, make sure that you keep your emails short, professional, and to the point. Like, if you really find yourself like typing away for hours and like you're not sure, it's probably too long. And if you have to explain yourself in an email that's too long, it may be better just to hop on a call, on a Zoom call or Teams, whatever you're using, to clarify that point. And that will show you as well to the other people in your team, like, "Hey, I'm a professional, I want to get this sorted, and I don't just want to send emails back and forth. Like, let's just hop on a call." And that's what most managers and executives do, right? They don't send endless emails. They are quick to the point, and if they're not sure about something, they set up a call or a meeting. This will really help you to become and to be perceived as more professional in your work. The other thing is, like, be professional, especially with people higher up the ranks. Like, the other day, a colleague of mine, he sent like an email with like smiley faces and like, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And I mean, I love that kind of stuff, but a couple of people up the hierarchy said, "You cannot say that, it's unprofessional and don't do that." So he got told off. I really disagree with that. I think, you need to be able to have fun. But the truth is, many people in organizations don't like it, and those people, they're in charge of giving you pay rises. So, just keep it professional. If you see them face to face, you can kind of test the waters. Like, are they okay if I use smiley faces and stuff like that? If you're unsure, just keep it professional. The other thing is to practice public speaking. And this is the reason why I became, a teacher in the first place. Because I went to this seminar by DeMartini, John DeMartini, a couple of years back. And he asked me, like, "How can you get paid to do what you love or what you want to do?" Like, most people ask themselves, "How can I afford to do what I love to do?" But I wanted to be a public speaker, so I thought, "How can I get paid to do what I love?" And that's why I started to teach, first at schools and then for groups of people, online courses, YouTube. But it's really helped me in my career to become a better communicator. And I'm still learning. I know I have a little bit of a Dutch accent, and maybe my grammar is not always correct. But if you don't practice, it's never going to improve. So I'm willing to take on that bit of failure so I can really, improve myself more and be a better communicator. And put yourself out of your comfort zone. Like, especially when I started in my last role, I was so afraid to speak up in meetings. I could hear my voice cracking, like, because I wasn't very confident. And especially if you are in a new role, you're not going to feel confident. But the way you become it is to be proactive. So, I asked them, "Can I set up meetings? Like, can I take minutes?" And if you do that, initially, you're building your confidence and you feel not so sure, but the way to break through it is just to have the courage to do it anyway. You know, feel the fear and do it anyway. Also, make sure that you show confidence, even if you don't feel like it. Confident people, they just tell it like it is. They don't say like, is this the right way? Is this correct? Of course, if you're unsure, you can ask someone like, hey, do you mind checking my numbers? I just want to make sure it's correct. But don't ask them like, can you check my numbers? I'm unsure. Because if you're unsure, it just shows the person that you're not confident and you won't get paid as much as a confident person does. So by slightly reframing these things, you can be confident and still ask for people's feedback. Also, make sure that you always follow up. Following up is a sign of professionalism and also of enthusiasm. Like after that interview, you know, I followed up, I gave them a call, I let the recruiter know how much I liked the job and how much I felt it's suitable to me. And the same when I asked for pay rises, I followed up. I said, hey, thank you for getting my meeting, for taking my meeting to present this proposal to you. I appreciate it. Here are the things that were promised. Here are the things that I'm committed to. The next meeting is going to be in 6 months or 3 months, whatever it is. It shows you that you're serious and that you're really committed to grow your career. Here are your questions for you today. Number one, how can you bring more enthusiasm to your work? Can you smile a little bit more? Can you joke a bit more? Can you have a little bit of banter more? Can you ask some questions about people's lives? Like, hey, how's your kid doing? Make sure that you remember their kids' names and birthdays and events. Like the other day, I asked my colleague, hey, you know, I know that your kid was in trouble. He fell down the stairs. Like, how is he doing? You know, that's also enthusiasm, that interest in your colleagues' lives. And who knows, you know, if your colleagues are being promoted and you are not, like, at least they will remember that. Like, hey, I remember Bart, you know, he asked about my life. Like, you know, he showed enthusiasm. It shows that he cares. The second question is, how can you follow up to show that you're a leader and really want this? You know, there's one thing of sending out emails every day, but most people are not going to answer. So for really important stuff, you know, how can you follow up? Like send them a friendly reminder like, hey, I sent this email a couple of days ago, or hey, you know, we had this interview and I haven't heard back from you yet. Like, is there anything that I can do to help you? Is there something that you need? You know, follow up. The money and the profit is in the follow up. And the last question, know who you must be professional with, and also who is open to, you know, a bit of banter and more informal language. And I'm sure that you already know, like, who are the people in your company that you can joke with and, you know, laugh with, and who are the people that, you know, are a little bit more strict and that you need to deal with in that manner.